Murder Monday starts right now and it's brought to you by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Lower your heating bills with a professional insulation installation by CAMS Roofing and Remodeling. Visit CAMSroofing.com to schedule your free estimate.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday and tell these real stories is to bring attention to your local Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers lets you anonymously give tips on local crimes so that they can get solved. And listen, you don't have to worry about being a snitch, right? Nobody wants to be a snitch. If you have a tip that can help solve any unsolved crime, no matter how old it may be, call this number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, did I mess up the tips thing? Good.
Three twos and then tips. 222-TIPS.
That is a hard one. What are we doing today for Murder Monday?
Well, we start off, and it is Monday, July 29th, 1996, and the Strail family of Canastota, South Dakota, is looking forward to celebrating their son Nathan's second birthday later that evening. Piper Strail is 28 years old and is married to Vance Strail, who's 1 year older than her. They have a three-year-old daughter named Shayna and now a two-year-old son named Nathan. Piper's husband Vance leaves the family's trailer for his plumbing job that morning, and Piper gets Shayna and Nathan ready for their babysitter. Piper is planning on dropping them off on her way to her job at a church daycare in Sioux Falls. Piper is beautiful and young, and she is from Texas, where she met her husband Vance at Bible College in Oregon. In 1988, they get married and move about 20 miles west of Sioux Falls. They're both Christians, and they both wanted to pursue their dream of having a part-time ministry. So they decide to name their little ministry the Prairie View Bible Camp for Children. And from the road, as people drive by, they can actually see pews in their front yard. So on the morning of Nathan's second birthday, around 9:20 a.m., Piper calls the kid's babysitter to tell her that they're on their way over. But Piper and the kids never arrive. Around lunchtime, Vance Strail calls the house phone, but no one answers. He leaves a message on the answering machine saying, "Honey, where are you?" Around 3 p.m., one of Piper's coworkers decides to try calling the house to check on her friend. This time, there is an answer, but it's not Piper. It's three-year-old Shayna, and she says, "I don't want my mommy to die. I don't want my daddy to die. They're probably killed." Piper's coworker is stunned. She hangs up and calls the local sheriff's office, and once they confirm that they're on their way, she calls the Strail house again and gets Shayna on the phone. She stays on the phone with her for over 45 minutes until police get there. Now it's after 5 p.m., and when police arrive at the Strail trailer, it definitely looks like there's been a struggle. Shayna and Nathan are both inside and unharmed. Shayna is crying and yelling to police officers that her mommy is going to die, and Nathan stays silent. The police patiently try to get some details about what happened out of the three-year-old, and she does a pretty good job for a toddler describing what she saw. She says over and over again that it was a mean man who drives a black vehicle with black wheels and says he came into the trailer and grabbed their mom. Shayna says there was a lot of yelling and that the man shot a gun. She says that their mommy told her and Nathan to run and hide, and that the mean man took a blue tent with him that was one of Nathan's birthday presents he got the night before. As Shayna recounts the fragmented story, her father Vance gets home. Shayna runs sobbing into his arms, and she blurts out that the mean man had taken Nathan's tent. Choking back his own tears, Vance Strail reassures Shayna that it's okay and that they have another tent. Shayna is insistent that her mom is going to die, saying she's not coming back. Investigators have no leads or suspects until later that evening when Vance Strail remembers a strange visit they had at the house 3 days earlier by a chubby, balding guy in his mid-20s who said his name was Rob Anderson. Vance tells police he remembers this guy because he had a limp handshake and that he had driven up around 7:30 in the morning in a black Bronco. It seemed like he didn't really know what he wanted to say and seemed surprised that Vance was home. He mentioned under his breath that he had driven by the house several times over the past few months. And then he asked if he could enroll his kids in the Strail's Bible camp. Vance told him that the camp was closed for another year, but that they would be glad to add his name to the list for 1997. Piper wrote his name and phone number on a piece of paper, and Rob Anderson left. By the next morning, investigators had fully identified the Strails visitor as Robert Leroy Anderson, a 26-year-old high school dropout and twice-married father of four who lived in Sioux Falls. So what happened when police found him? And did they find Piper alive? We left off with 3-year-old Shayna and 2-year-old Nathan Strail watching as a mean man abducted their mom, Piper, while their dad was at work. Vance Strail, Piper's husband and the kid's father, figured out that 3 days prior to the abduction, a strange dude by the name of Robert Leroy Anderson had come by and asked if he could enroll his kids in the Bible camp that the couple ran from their home. Detectives were able to figure out that Rob Anderson had worked as a maintenance man at a Sioux Falls meatpacking plant and that he was in between shifts at home. So they drove over to his house and find him sleeping on his couch. He puts on jeans, a hat, and a t-shirt and voluntarily drives to the police station to be interrogated. Police talk to him for 7 hours, and while they question him, an investigative team starts searching his Bronco and his house. Beneath the carpeting in the Bronco's cargo area, officers find a plywood platform with holes drilled in it, which was designed to accommodate wrists or ankle restraints. A toolbox containing chains is found in the Bronco, and traces of black water-resistant paint and a partial roll of duct tape. They also find dog hairs similar to those of the Strails family dog and furniture moving straps. It definitely wasn't looking good for Rob Anderson. But Rob remains calm and he denies any knowledge of Piper Strail's fate or whereabouts. Although he does say that he had visited the Strails trailer that previous Friday morning and admits that he had returned the day that Piper went missing. He says that he had come back because he wanted to use the Strails archery range. Okay, sounds fake, but all right. And he says that he had knocked on the door, but that no one had answered. And he says that he could hear children playing inside and just assumed that Piper was taking a nap, so he left. Then the conversation gets weird, as they usually do when someone is suspected of murder. Rob opens up about his boyhood speech impediment, complained that he wanted to flip pancakes in the back of the house with his wife, if you understand what I am saying.
I think I understand.
But complains that his wife doesn't feel the same way and does not want to let him flip pancakes in the back of her house.
Okay.
So he's complaining about that. He also brings up an unsolved disappearance of another local woman named Larissa Demansky. Larissa Demansky was a 29-year-old woman who had vanished from the same meatpacking company's parking lot that Rob worked at 2 years before. But Rob says he doesn't have any information about her case. Okay. So obviously now police are very interested in this guy for two possible murders. Meanwhile, investigators find a pair of Anderson's blue jeans in the laundry area of his trailer. They were stained with both blood and another bodily fluid. One of Rob's neighbors tells police that he saw Rob cleaning out his Bronco the day that Piper disappeared. A few days later, Vance Strail picks out Robert Anderson in a lineup as the man who came to his home a few days before his wife Piper disappeared. 3-year-old Shayna also identifies him as the mean man who had forcibly taken her mother away. At 1:30 in the morning of August 2nd, the Sioux Falls police arrest Robert Anderson and charge him with kidnapping Piper Strail. They had identified their suspect quickly as a key to success in any criminal case. But the investigation still was a long way from completion because Piper Strail was still missing. Hundreds of officers and volunteers scour the area around the Strail's trailer looking for further evidence. They find nothing. But a botanist from South Dakota State University is able to point the investigation in a different direction. He identifies bits of vegetable matter taken from the toolbox in the back of Rob's Bronco and figured out exactly where in the area these fragments were from. Police realize it was not a coincidence that on July 29th, the day of Piper Strail's abduction, someone driving near that exact spot had found a torn half of a black and white t-shirt that Piper had been wearing when she was last seen. That's where Anderson had taken her. A search turned up the other half of her t-shirt beneath a small tree. And dangling from a branch directly above it were several lengths of duct tape, wadded up together and matted with human hair. Nearby was a large sex toy and a partially used wax candle. One torn end of the duct tape matched the roll taken from Rob Anderson's Bronco. And stuck to the back of a folding knife recovered from the Bronco were bits of cloth fiber that matched her shirt. Anderson was charged with kidnapping Piper Strail and went on to trial for the following spring. But he was not charged with murder since there wasn't sufficient evidence to prosecute him successfully for actual murder.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I don't understand. I don't understand this.
A reconstruction of events derived from the evidence that police did have showed that Robert Anderson drove to the Strails trailer and handcuffed and gagged Piper with duct tape. He cut her shirt open with this folding knife. He sexually assaulted her and killed her and disposed of the body. Anderson then returned to the Strail residence and picked up a watch that he had dropped during the struggle, as well as the shell casing from the round that 3-year-old Shayna had told police that he had fired. So he was really good at collecting his evidence and making sure he didn't leave anything behind for the most part. On May 8, 1997, Anderson's jury found him guilty of kidnapping Piper Strail. 2 months later, he was sentenced to life in prison, but he ended up killing himself while on death row. Anderson complained in court that he was an innocent victim of vindictive prosecution and told the judge, "I hope you rot in hell." And this is the most epic part. So he tells the judge, "I hope you rot in hell." And the judge responds to him and says, "I might, but it won't be because I convicted Robert Anderson."
No!
Boo! Mic drop. So that was pretty epic. I did some Facebook stalking, and it looks like the family has never spoken about this case since it happened, which is, you know, understandable. I was able to find a couple pictures of Shayna and Nathan then and now, their mom and dad before Piper was killed, and the killer, Rob Anderson. You can see all of this on Instagram at Joan Alex Show. It looks like shortly after his wife's murder, Vance remarried, and then they had a bunch of children together. And, of course, then they had Nathan and Shayna, so it was like a blended family.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the kids and the dad, it looks like they're all still Christians. They're heavily involved in ministry and church and going like on trips like around the world to help people that, you know, need it. And it just looks like they're very, very happy, but they never talk about what happened with their mom. And it looks like they're the lady that their dad remarried only a couple years later, they kind of just call her mom, and she's like who their mom is now, which is, you know, makes sense.
That is just an outrageous, like, crazy story.
Really nuts. That is the story of Piper Strail and Rob Lee Roy Anderson.
All right, thank you very much, Alex. You can check out Murder Monday if you missed any part of it. See the podcast, listen to it right now at joeandalexshow.com.